For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. If the state of Kentucky is looking for an at-large ambassador for its small towns, they'd be hard-pressed to find anyone better suited for the job than Corey Ramsey. The WKU graduate works as a welder during the afternoons, but as a Kentucky traveler in the morning. Ramsey believes Kentucky's small towns are often overlooked by tourists and even those who live in and around them. His passion for exploring the Commonwealth's nooks and crannies led Ramsey to create Map.Kentucky, a website and social media venture dedicated to sharing pictures and stories related to Ramsey's exploits across the state. He told us his upbringing in a small western Kentucky town helped shape the way he views the Commonwealth.
Not being from a metropolis, not being from somewhere that had suburbs and sprawl and shopping centers, we didn't have a chain restaurant in Hickman. Coming out of that and then coming to Bowling Green, the first big city I'd ever lived in, and people around Bowling Green would say, what do you mean big city? It's not a big city at all. My first experience driving through stoplights happened in Bowling Green. We only had one blinking light in Hickman, and I lived out in a rural part of Fulton County, and so we didn't see any stoplights. I remember driving to Walmart out here for the first time and calling back home, and this was several years ago, but saying, you know, I just drove to Walmart, and you know, we take all of these things for granted in larger cities, but from somebody from the country, it was a shift in worldview. It was a shift in environment and atmosphere. But again, with 18 years worth of carrying that small town heritage, it is overwhelmingly influenced what I'm doing today.
Ramsey graduated from WKU in 2004 and began working as a welder for a company in Bowling Green. In 2009, he was temporarily laid off from the job due to the bad economy. Ramsey at that point found himself with a lot of spare time on his hands.
I was looking at what to do during those 2 months and having a little trouble. I was watching TV. I was killing time. I was going to Hot Rods baseball games because they just started. They were located 5 years ago downtown. And I just, the obvious, let's just go for a hike. And so I got in the car, and the first place I went to was Lost River Cave. After a couple of hikes at Lost River, and then I went hiking at Mammoth Cave, and then I went hiking at Lake Malone, and then I went hiking down in Penny Ryle, and I just kept going to all these locations.
Ramsey was called back to his job and began working 7 days a week, but he had fallen in love with traveling the Bluegrass State and didn't want to quit. So he started getting up early and taking trips around the region before reporting to work each day at 2 p.m.
All right, where do I go? I've already hiked. How about I drive somewhere? So I plopped out a map, and I began to look at all the dots on the map. And I began to drive to every single location with the simplicity of, I'm going to pull up here. I'm going to take a picture of what's going on. I'm going to capture this moment just for the sake of putting it on the iPhone. And that was it. I'd post a little bit on my personal Facebook page at the time. After 8 months of doing this, last year, it got to be August, and I thought, man, you know, a lot of people don't want to friend me on Facebook, but they'll like a page that's called a like page, where you just click a like button, you know, and that way you remain sort of private, but they get to see what you're putting out there. And the plan was, let's call it something Kentucky. What can I call it? Road trip? You know, so I called it Map.Kentucky, and it's like it's spelled out, M-A-P-D-O-T, Map. Just like the Tim McGraw song, I'm from a map dot. And so every day there's one or two or three pictures posted from these travels. It might be something that I did that day. It might be something that I did several months ago. I try to keep it looking like at least the season, you know, summertime or fall or something of the sort. And it has turned into a road trip presentation. Because it really is, that's what it is. We get out on the road and we go. And I say we, I've got this crew of three others that travel with me, Talia Butler, Travis Norton, Kelly Short, and they hop in the car and we're this ragtag pack that now gets in the car based out of Bowling Green, hits a back road and goes to this country store and shows up and features this outlet. And so it's went from just traveling and taking pictures to traveling and featuring places.
Corey, I was wondering that based upon your extensive travels of the Bluegrass State, what parts of Kentucky do you think that are sort of hidden secrets that people don't pay enough attention to?
Most of Kentucky doesn't know about the Jackson Purchase or Land Between the Lakes or anything almost west of, say, Madisonville. You forget about there's a whole other part of Kentucky. I've always had to mention growing up that I came from around Paducah. I'm an hour from Paducah, but I always had to place mark and say I'm around that metropolitan area, and people might know where Paducah is. Now, growing up in western Kentucky, eastern Kentucky was the mystery. But where is eastern Kentucky? Is Somerset eastern Kentucky? No, you've still got another dozen hours to get to, you know, even when you're in Pineville. You're not in Pikeville yet. And when you're in Pikeville, you've still got a ways to get out to Mouth Card or stop over some of these places in eastern Pike County. And so they even consider themselves, you know, a little bit farther in. But you get out there and you discover that the road system is just as good as anything in the rest of the state. The four-lane highways, U.S. 23 is such an easy road to drive north to south. The Hal Rogers is a fairly decent road to drive east to west. And then the Mountain Parkway, which is going to eventually get some renovation done to it and some adding some lanes on down into eastern Kentucky near Paintsville and Prestonburg.
There's also a lot of small towns in Kentucky with really great names, aren't there? I imagine you've been to a few of those in your time traveling.
I have, and I take an interest in capturing pictures from those small towns that have those interesting names. I got a book at the house. Robert Rennick, the late writer, wrote several years ago, Kentucky Place Names, and it's a very thick volume, and it details the history of these names. We've got a place called Pine Knot in Kentucky, and a guy came up to this inn that this lady had on a stagecoach route, and he bought some oats for his horse, and instead of putting oats in the horse bag, she put pine knots, and he found out about it, and he spread the rumor before social media. He spread the rumor far and wide, and it became known as Katie's Pine Knot Inn, and now the town is named Pine Knot. But we've got all of these places in Kentucky, mostly because of where post offices were located. And the United States Post Office said, well, fellas, we're delivering some letters and some parcels to this particular geographical area. What would you like us to call it? And the Kentuckians at that time said, we will give you a name to call this place. And so that's why we've got Possum Trot, Kentucky, and Bug Tussle, Kentucky, and we've got, you know, Barefoot, Kentucky is actually a place, and Marrowbone, and these just all of these places. Lick Skillet, I think at one time there were four Lick Skillets concurrent in Kentucky. They had to find out which one would stick. The one down in Logan County, I think, ended up taking. But anytime I post Rabbit Hash or you know, just these places, it gets a pretty good response. It's part of the color of Kentucky, part of the interest of Kentucky, if you will. And there, I could go on and on. There's hundreds of these.
Well, Corey, thanks so much for taking the time to come in and speak with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on here.
Our guest has been Corey Ramsey, creator of Map.Kentucky. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.